Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. One of the Fairbanks Four is wanted on felony assault and criminal mischief charges. 40-year-old Kevin Pease is charged with causing fear of injury with a weapon and over $750 in property damage for a December 7th incident in which police say he broke out windows of a woman's car with a baseball bat while she was in the vehicle. Pease is additionally charged with driving under the influence for an unrelated incident. Pease is one of four Alaska Native men convicted of a 1997 Fairbanks murder, convictions which were erased under a settlement reached 3 years ago, following a hearing which pointed to other people being responsible for the killing. The Fairbanks Four are suing the city of Fairbanks in federal court for wrongful imprisonment. State flags will fly at half-staff on New Year's Day for Skagway Mayor Monica Carlson. Alaska Public Media reports that Mayor Carlson and her 85-year-old mother, Cora Adams of Washington State, died after being hit by a bus in a crosswalk in Washington, D.C. Wednesday night. Carlson and her mother were sightseeing and staying in a downtown hotel. They had toured the White House on Wednesday and as they crossed Pennsylvania Avenue that night, were struck by a tour bus. Police report that the cause of the collision is not clear as the weather was good and the intersection was well lit. Mayor Carlson was elected in 2017. She was Skagway's second female mayor, defeating a two-time incumbent mayor as a write-in candidate. Skagway Assemblymember Orion Hansen tells KHNS that the small community is stunned by the loss.
The whole town is shocked, saddened, grieving. I don't know that we've really digested it yet. I think a lot of people are still finding out a true loss for Skagway.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy expressed his condolences in a statement saying Skagway's loss is Alaska's loss. The head of the Iditarod is stepping down. Alaska Public Media reports that the race's board of directors announced the Iditarod Trail Committee CEO Dan Hooley is resigning to take a new job that will involve frequent travel out of state. Hooley's been a part of the race for 25 years and one of its most public faces. He'll leave his job in mid-January, several weeks before this year's race kicks off the first week of March. The last few years have been hard for the Iditarod. It's been hit with high-profile sponsor flight, fractious relations between mushers and the race organization, as well as uncooperative winter weather that's forced last-minute route changes. The past year has seen major reorganizations to the ITC board, including new limits on members who have conflicts of interest. The organization's current chief operations officer, Chaz St. George, will be the interim CEO until a search committee finds a replacement. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.